This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are recording this podcast just as we have found out that Robert Prevost from Dalton, the south side of Chicago, has been named the new Pope. A Chicagoan has been named the new Pope. He is Leo the 14th, but he is Bob Prevost to us. Dan, what a day.
Emergency podcast on Take the North. I haven't seen you this excited, Grody, since the Tooney trade.
Oh, the Tooney trade. Oh, my goodness. That is absolute. And I am being told, I don't know if you heard this, but I am being told that several of the living Chicago Bears from 1985 have been sainted. Ditka has been sainted. Dan Hampton has been sainted. Richard Dent has been sainted. So these are the things that come with a Pope from Chicago.
And Mark Bortz.
Bortz, Wilbur Marshall, Otis Wilson, and Gary Fensick have all been sainted as well.
What a wonderful time for Leo the 14th, or as you and I will call him, Bob.
Oh, man, it really is amazing. I expect to see him on the Bears sideline, I assume, on opening day or opening night. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit, by the way. Dan Weider is going to give his mock schedule, his prediction on the schedule, which comes out, what, next week, Dan? Is it that
the official schedule release is next Wednesday. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're there. We're right on the cusp of it. We're inside of a week now before we get the full itinerary for the 2025 Bears. And I'll give you my mock itinerary here soon and let you know of some of the criticisms I've already drawn, which is always the perils of publishing a mock schedule. But this Pope news, Grody, yeah. I was scrolling through social on, what is this? Is this Thursday afternoon? Thursday afternoon. And it was like all Chicago Pope jokes for like 25 posts in my X feed. Mike Golic Jr. said, "The new Pope says he's from Chicago, but he's actually from Naperville." That was a good one. Good. Peggy Kaczynski posted a meme where the Pope was praying upwards and saying, "God, about the Bears. Can we get a winning season somewhere?" And then Annie Agar, always good for some snark, said that Chicago produced a Pope before a quarterback who threw for 4,000 yards.
I saw that one. Very good. I read that one on the air. That was excellent. By the way, it is called the papacy now, not the papacy. It is the papacy. Lots of things are going to start happening. Yes, Caleb Williams will get 4,000 yards. Kyle Tucker, I assume now, will re-sign with the Cubs for maybe a half a billion, or has he learned to be modest and frugal as the Pope from the South Side would want us to be? Frugal.
$498 million.
Yeah. Yeah, you just take the under because the Pope is here. He brings magic. It's just amazing. It really is, man. I mean, the first American Pope, and then he's got Chicago ties. He's a, by the way, he is a Cubs fan, which is a little disappointing to me. I would have preferred the narrative of a Pope Bob from the South Side. I would prefer that he was a White Sox fan, believe it or not. But for the record, the Pope, we're not joking here, folks. The Pope is a Cubs fan. The Pope is from Dalton, Illinois, although he spent lots of his life outside of the city of Chicago because that's what men of faith do.
It's really difficult in these moments to like separate fact from the humor, right? And I heard you on the air on 670 The Score earlier on Thursday afternoon saying, oh, the afternoon show is going to have the Pope on at 2:30. And then Marshall Harris had to get you to tap the brakes so you didn't confuse people.
They were all like, no, don't say that, Grody.
Like, you know, it's like when they introduce the draft picks at Soldier Field, they just are at Hellas Hall. They just put them on the phone and they, yeah, hey, Pope, we got Marshall and Mark ready for you here.
So we should have the Pope on Zoom really quick, and then he'll have the full on launching at the lectern.
Yeah.
here's your squirt, Pope.
The other thing here, Grody, is apparently our producer, Adam Staszynski, has some connections to the Pope, as well as some information that he's willing to share with us about how the names work. Studs, come on in here. Be our Pope expert for the day.
It's a very loose connection. I'm still actually working on. So my family... My dad's side of the family is all like they were born and raised. My dad and his sisters and brother are from the South Side, and they're very Polish Catholic. Like my dad was an altar boy, the whole nine yards. So I immediately after finding out this guy was from Dalton, because that's actually the neighborhood my dad spent the first part of his life in.
Wow.
I'm like, I hit up my parents. I'm like, hey, so did dad know this guy or what? And I found out that my dad did go to the same grade school, but I don't think it was the same time because I think my dad is like 7 years older than the Pope. So, and how they choose their names. The reason he's not just going to be Pope Bob, although he will always be to me and you guys. I refuse to call him Pope Leo. The popes, after they're elected, they get to choose what like biblical name they want to be known by. So that's why he's Pope Leo and not Pope Bob, which is what he should be.
Okay.
Because I don't think Bob was in the Bible. Maybe Robert was, but I don't think there was anyone called Bob.
Pope Leo was the 14th.
There was a White Sox player named Don Paul, and his nickname that Hawk Harrelson gave him was the Pope. So we were just playing a bunch of Pope Don Paul the Pope. So we've already got hilarious Pope audio here on The Score. Of course we do.
It's what a day. And it's a milestone day on several occasions. Let me share a little nugget with you guys on a special day here. This hat that I'm wearing, Grody.
Yeah, first I can't time see this what's on it.
It's first time it's been on my head since I was on that fateful flight back from Palm Beach and it got splattered with some shrapnel. It has been cleaned several times and it's been sitting on top of the wash machine for over a month now with me very, very hesitant to even lay a hand on it. Today I threw it on my head. So we're crossing bridges.
You must really like that hat that you decided to save that hat. Well, what is the brother, hat? I can't see it.
It's a Travis Matthew California hat that I got from my brother-in-law who lives out that way. He was like, bro, it's a $30 hat. Throw it in the trash. I'll get you a new one.
You saved it. Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.